Shalom, 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 everyone. Welcome to my podcast. Here we will be talking about the truth. And what I mean by the truth, the Most High, yeah. And for people that don't know what I'm talking about God. It's time to wake up as many people as we can. We are really in our troubled times. I will be doing little short lessons comparing what is going on today biblically. I want to talk about a whole lot of things that we're not going to hear on the news, things that people in general is not going to talk to you. Only the Hebrews know what I'm talking about. But if you're a Gentile listening, you know, all praises to the Most High. Keep seeking. You will be found. Don't let anything that's in the news that's going on right now with the government being shut down, part of it being shut down, excuse me. Don't worry about that. Like, we need to worry about our spirit and make sure that we are focused and connected with the Most High. The Most High will provide. What the government can't provide, Yah will provide. 100%. I want this broadcast to provide you guys the strength, the will, the courage to even speak out yourself about the Most High and how much you love the Most High. And, you know, when I was lost at one point in time, you know, life wasn't easy. It was hard. I'm just always questioning and never getting no answers. When I used to pray to Jesus, literally wasn't getting no answers. Like, I'm talking to myself. But once I found out who the Most High is, the real name of the Son of the Most High, my world turned around. So this broadcast is going to be for the lost ones that want to be found, the ones that are found that want to be closer, the ones that is already close that proclaims they're perfect even better. You know, I'm definitely taking in, you know, if I'm saying something wrong, please, by all means, you can DM me on my IG at MelikaJudah87, or you can email me MargoVJohnson@gmail.com, with any questions, lessons that we should put on. I would love to be able to get other Hebrew brothers and sisters on here to also speak their testimony. I would like to get try to get as many like fashion designers that are in the truth with the fringes, to see if they can get on here, you know, and just preach the word of Yah and give everyone that hope that everyone is missing, because I was missing hope. I was missing love. I was missing every affection that we're supposed to get from man. From man and woman as well. But, you know, we're not getting that. We're not getting that attention. We're not getting that love or affection that we seek for. I'm pretty sure we're all seeking for peace and looking for peace. But if we're looking for peace in the wrong way, in the dark direction, you can't find nothing in the dark. You can't find peace in the dark. You can't find love yourself even in the dark. So it's time to come to the light of good, the light of Yah. It's time. So I am going to just leave this here so people can get to know, like, okay, this is what this girl's doing on her podcast. Cool. I hope you guys will share this broadcast. I'm going to do as many posts and everything as possible. And I am doing research myself. I am not perfect. I am work in progress. I've been in the truth for 3, going on 4 years now. And I'm not perfect. I am 100% learning. 100% learning. Not that, you know, that perfect Hebrew woman that can, I have to go back to the Bible. And I mean, I need to use my phone or my King James Bible. There's times I have to go back and see and make, you know, like, I can't do it off the top of my head. You know, I can't give you where to go and everything, but I could tell you what chapter, but I can't do the verses, which that's what I am working on. So we're all a work in progress. Don't get discouraged. Yes, this walk is not easy, and it's not made to be easy. Walking a narrow path isn't easy. Walking narrow is not easy.
So as long as you're on the narrow path and you're walking it and you're doing as much as you can, as following the commandments, the statutes, doing your holy days, keeping your Sabbath on a Saturday, it's Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. You keep your Sabbath, you keep it holy, restore your flesh, restore your spirit. You know, you do all that, you know, I mean, you'll receive the blessings and you'll see like, wow, the Most High is real. Wow, the Most High really did this. And it's going to hurt you and it's going to make you cry because, you know, it's like, wow, I lived this long without you. Like, I didn't know who you were. And to find out who you are, it's just, it's amazing. It really is. So, yes, I hope that this will touch someone's spirit and make you get closer to the Most High and seek the Most High. If you're a seeker, if you have been found and you just want to hear the word of Yah, this is a great place to hear. So with that being said, you can follow me on my IG at MelikaJudah87, where I put memes, I think I'm saying it right, the M-E-E-M-E things, of only of the Most High up. I have a lot of brothers and sisters as well that I follow, that follows me, that is willing to teach. I really encourage anyone that's in the truth, that just came into the truth, you go on my page, I'll add you, and honestly, add every brother and sister on there. Like, everyone's so in the truth. Like, I wish I could just repost everything from everyone's page. But, you know, I can't, because I'm not going to be up all night doing that. But I really hope that this podcast really bring out the 144. So I love you guys. Shalom. And keep up the good fight. Stay vigilant. Stay awoke. Do not let any of these Jezebels, any negative spirit, any negative person come into your life, because they are not sent by Yah. So I will be back on here, and I hope you all have a wonderful, blessed day. Shalom.